They were kidnapped in the evening of the 10th, and immediately we received the information. We engaged the Secretary General of the Sudan Liberation Movement, Mr. Minawi, and they were released that same evening. But because it was nightfall, they could not travel from the village where they were back to their base. So it wasn't until the following day, that was yesterday, that they were able to return. They have all returned. They were not harassed or tortured or in any way harmed. The ostensible reason for their detention and interrogation was really the purpose of their mission in an area which the SLM considered was their area and that they had no prior information or knowledge of the movement of the patrol team. Of course, that is totally unacceptable to us because in terms of our deployment, gives us free movement everywhere in Darfur. And we do not need prior permission of any of the Sudanese parties to go about carrying out our mandate.
What is the status of the AU peacekeeping mission in Darfur? How many troops are there now, and do you expect to have more troops there in the near future?
We have 3,320 troops, military police, and civilian support staff. That we are fully deployed to that level. But as you also probably recall, we had an assessment mission last March to see whether we need to ramp up our troop levels and how we could improve our effectiveness. And the Peace and Security Council on the 28th of April met and decided that we should increase our troop levels to 6,171 by the end of September. And that is what we are setting about to do.
Many of the aid workers we've spoken with credit the AU troops with bringing peace to the regions where they're stationed and helping to escort women from various camps when they gather firewood and to protect them from attacks from Janjaweed and others. But even with 6,000 troops there in Darfur, if you get that many, it is still the size of France. And many say that may not be enough to cover a region so large. What do you think?
No, absolutely. That is correct. We are deployed on certain assumptions that the parties will comply with the ceasefire agreement they signed in N'Djamena last year in April. As security returns because of the improved political process, which we hope the Abuja peace talks will resume soon and advance the process, our task will be that much easier. As you quite rightly said, Darfur is the size of France. And it's a question of how many troops will cover the whole area. Is it 10,000? Is it 50,000? Is it 100,000? It will not depend on really total coverage of the area, but more effective compliance with the ceasefire agreement, cooperation of the parties, and efforts by the Sudanese government to restore law and order to the region.
Ambassador Kingibe, as you know, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is going to host a meeting on Darfur, I believe, next week. Is the AU taking part in that, do you know?
Yes, indeed. The Libyan leader has been undertaking reconciliation efforts with the communities and the community leaders of Darfur. They've had three meetings, very successful meetings. In fact, the Libyan leader is undertaking these efforts on behalf of the African Union, at the request of the African Union. The meeting you refer to, which will hold on Monday, is the meeting of the Quintet, which is a group of five countries, Chad, Libya, Nigeria, Egypt, and Gabon, and Sudan also will be represented, to assist the chairman of the African Union to move the process forward, and it is going to be their third meeting, and the activities in Libya, the negotiations that were concluded yesterday, give a very positive signal that the process is being